So what is your take on Governor Walker's fiscal plan as of this point?
Well, you know, I haven't gotten into all the particulars on all the bills. We did just meet with him late Monday afternoon. But, you know, I certainly have started looking at some of the taxes, some of which I'm familiar with from before, and others that are, as you said, more brand new. Haven't been looked at by any of the committees in the legislature yet. And my view on the taxes is that they will not help, you know, folks in my district and others, in, you know, throughout the state for that matter. We've got, you know, a tripling of the motor fuels tax, which is going to hit not only, you know, residents at the gas pump, but then also it's going to affect aviation or, you know, in some cases, I know my landlord down here in Juneau, since, you know, we've been renting, you know, uses aviation fuel just for heating, and he's not the only one. So people are going to be hit on that side of it as well. So anyone that's using any kind of gasoline, you know, better look and watch out, because their budget may have an increase here coming shortly. And it's a staged approach in the bill, the last version I looked at, where it doubles and then eventually triples the gasoline tax.
Okay. And one of the other things that the House majority has been asking for, and that the governor has asked for, is a broad-based tax. And the version that it looks like Governor Walker is pushing at this point is comes from the Senate, and it's an income tax kind of, but it seems like it's a lot less granular than that, and acts more like a head tax in order to fund statewide education. You've expressed opposition to the idea of an income tax pretty much since you've been campaigning, let alone in office. So is something like this any more amenable to you, or is it still not acceptable in your eyes?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's actually accurate to go along with his sort of framing of, well, this is coming from the Senate, because the Senate has pretty much said this is not coming from the Senate. You know, Click Bishop did file the bill. Haven't talked with him. You know, perhaps that was on behalf of the governor, but it hasn't been, you know, hasn't been given any attention in the Senate. It was referred to three different committees, and none of them have wanted to touch it so far. So it seems to be more, in this case, the governor's bill than the Senate's bill. And, you know, is it an income tax? Well, yeah. Is it a graduated income tax? Yes, again. Is it the kind of tax that you get today and the governor says, or whoever says, you know, oh, well, it's a small income tax, so, of course, you know, you should be on board with this, at which point I say, well, no, actually, still against the income tax for all the same reasons as before. And, you know, it only takes, you know, a couple of small tweaks here for that small income tax to become much larger. And whether it, you know, becomes much larger next year, or, you know, every year it ratchets it up, you know, a couple notches, either way, it's still an income tax. You're still, you know, discouraging people from working at the end of the day. You know, throw a motor fuels tax in there where you're discouraging people from driving to work to work. And then, of course, the governor's also got the PFD tax in here, which is going to further impact both people who work and frankly, every Alaskan, whether they work or not. So everyone's going to be impacted by these taxes in one way or another.
For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.